7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, 9:52, that is certainly incorrect. Not the right time, but you knew that already, because the actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, it's that time again. Hello, hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and it is really, really sort of loud in here. I got people mowing their lawns outdoors. I got people building fences outdoors, and I've got the radio on. Why am I doing all these things? The window is open, and that's why we're getting all these outdoor noises. The window is open because it's a lovely, lovely temperature outside. In fact, why are we still just sitting here in the car? Let's get out of the car. All right, we're going to see if I can walk today. Or at least how well I can walk, because it's what? 19 degrees? 18 or 19 degrees? It is completely overcast. It's kind of dark. There's a slight breeze in some places. And it's an absolutely lovely, lovely day. I'm glad I could go outside and get some exercise. So what we're going to do is go down to the creek. And I'm walking across the little grassy area. I don't see any dudes. It's a lovely, lovely day. I am mostly over my head cold. I'm still a little stuffed up in my sinuses, but strangely good. My leg is feeling pretty good. It's tense and weird, but my back is trying to be all seized up, but I'm not gonna let it. So let's get under the canopy here. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I feel better already. I'm in the forest. Or, you know, as foresty as you're going to get. Around the corner down the street from my house. Okay. I'm looking around. I don't see any marmots in the marmot pit. I'm looking up in the trees looking for owls. And it occurs to me, owls, they kind of look like marmots. If you think about it, if you look at an owl in a tree, it kind of looks like a marmot sitting up there. They're about the same size. They're about the same shape. Marmots don't have wings, but, you know, you don't see the wings when an owl is just hanging out on a branch. You know, he's got his wings tucked in. He looks like, well, frankly, he looks like a marmot sitting up there. Of course, the patterns on an owl are not the same as fur patterns on a marmot, but, you know, whatever. But yeah, I'm not seeing much of anything. Not seeing much of anything dude-wise. There are dead leaves on the ground. Some of the leaves. Why is that part of that tree moving? Is there a dude in the tree right over here that I can't see? Who's in the tree over here? It is technically autumn, so leaves are changing colors. Falling off the trees, but everything's still green down here. What was making this branch move? Is there a dude in here, or was that just weird wind? Maybe that was just weird wind, because I don't see any dudes hanging out right here. Alright, that was weird. Whatever. Alright, don't walk through that web, Tobe. Good plan, Tobe. Alright, let's get down here into the valley floor. And we're down. And here's a white golf ball laying right here. Do I want it for any reason? No, I don't. I have recently learned, just through coincidence, that popular golf balls that have resale value include, but are not limited to, anything Callaway, which I sort of already knew and or suspected, and something called the Pro V. Perhaps it's a Pro 5. I don't know. But, you know, I'm going to keep an eye out for those just in case, since those are the big money ball. I'm walking downstream a little bit to one of my owl spotting spots, because this is a good place to stand and look for owls downstream in their little areas. But I'm not actually seeing any today. That's okay. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to turn around so we can check the golf ball area, the official golf ball finding spot. See if we've got any golf balls. It has rained a little bit. What was it, yesterday, the day before? It would just sort of sprinkle for a little while. I don't know if we got any kind of significant water moving through here. I would guess probably not. But as I walk up to the edge of the creek, looking down into the creek bed, I'm underwhelmed by the quantity of golf balls. I'm seeing the three or four that are lodged in the mud on the other side of the creek. There's one in the water there, white golf ball. There's one in the water there, white golf ball. Not seeing anything in the ravine. Not seeing much of anything worth a damn. Where's all the golf balls? Maybe they got washed downstream. Oh, well, here's a yellow right here at my feet, hiding under this ground cover. What is it? It's a VTech Tylo number 2. It's yellow. It's a very pale yellow. But do I want it? Not really. Just another yellow golf ball. And I've got plenty of yellows. Kind of want to throw this one back up onto the course. Maybe that's going to be my new thing. Here we go. Can I throw this far? Can I? I have elevation. I have to throw up. I have to throw up about 3 meters, and I have to throw a distance of about 6 meters. And I got to throw through trees and stuff. Am I going to be able to do it? Not there. I'm not. Ah, what the hell? Go for it. Nope. I hit a tree. Splash. I hit a tree, just barely. The ball bounced off the tree. It hit the cliff about 15 centimeters from the lip. Almost. And then the ball rolled all the way down to the cliff. It's now in the creek. And there's a mott hole under this. This is a new marmot hole. That tree that I hit, it's growing out of the side of the cliff. And there's a motty hole down in the roots. That could be an overwintering den. That hole wasn't there last time we were here. That's an overwintering den for a marmot. Yay, he's going to hang out in the air. Huh, maybe we should stand here and wait for a motties to come out. Not going to happen. We're going to be standing here for a long time. Okay, I can see one or two more white golf balls up on the cliff. I've stepped down into the creek. I'm down walking on the sand in the creek bed, walking parallel to the water. I'm walking upstream. I just want to double check all the secret little hidden areas for golf balls. Yeah, here's one under here, white golf ball. White golf ball in the water. Oh, what about over here? White golf ball. Now that I'm closer to the ravine. Let's look up into the ravine. Anything? No. Nada. Not a damn thing. That's pretty exciting. All right, let's check under the picnic table dam. All of the, here's one, a white one. It's a Callaway, but it's got magic marker all over it. That's the nice thing about the big rains. They have washed all of the brush away from the picnic table dam. So now we can see under it again. This is where we found our first green golf ball. I'm now going to climb over the picnic table dam and continue my way upstream here. Checking the bank. Don't see anything in the way of golf balls. Checking the water behind me. Yeah, well, here's a golf ball. White golf ball halfway buried in sand. Looks like it has a strange logo on it. Let's grab it just to see what it is. Rinse it off a bit. Quarry Oaks. It is a golf course logo ball. From Quarry Oaks. Not sure where Quarry Oaks is. Also don't care. Can I throw it up onto the golf course? Maybe right there? Yeah, that'll work. Oh, nope, it's coming back down. Oh, no, and it stopped. It stopped. So, yeah, whoever likes to look for golf balls around here will find that one. I shouldn't be throwing stuff. That's going to mess up my back. Oh, there's something interesting in the sand up here. Here's where the creek switches sides, and we have to step over approximately 37 centimeters of creek. Oh, what's been happening here? An animal has been digging in the sandbar right here. Let's see if we can figure out who's been digging and what they've been digging for. Probably digging for clams or gooey ducks. Perhaps quahogs. No, those don't grow around here. Huh. And I don't see any tracks, which leads me to believe that this is squirrel. Because squirrels could potentially walk around here and not leave tracks. Well, no, see, these look, this could be tracks here. Very, very light, very, very faint, very, very small tracks. Not marmot tracks. Not snoodler tracks. So I'm going to keep walking upstream. It's nice down here. It's pretty humid, but it's cool enough that I'm doing just fine. Pretty happy about it, too. Walking upstream. Kind of slowly. My back does hurt. I'm probably going to have to put my back brace on later today. At least for a while. I had it on yesterday. Back brace has to go on. But I didn't want to wear it out here. Trying to do stuff with the back brace on is never easy or fun. All right, what else do we got happening around here? I can't go any further upstream because the water widens, the path narrows, and a bunch of trees and stuff have fallen down. So you got to go back up on the bank. Which means I got to backtrack a few steps. We can go up right here. Dun, 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 dun. All right, back up on the bank. And we'll check this area for fungus, because this is a fungally rich area. And it has rained a little bit. We haven't gotten any good soaking rains, but it's also been hot. Now here's some mole action. Mole hills and mole tunnels. Star-nosed moles live down here. I have seen them, actually. Or I should say I've seen one. So I know they live down here. Here's some more action. Mole action. mulling around, doing fun mole things, like play mole games. Not sure what that consists of. But it's been so hot. It's been so hot, it might take a while for everything to cool down enough to get back into, you know, mushroom growing temperatures. Now, do I want to try to get down back into the creek right here? No, there's no real reason to do so. I don't see much of... Oh, there's some animal tracks down there. That looks like raccoon. I think raccoons have been down here recently. Probably early this morning. When I was still sleeping. I'm going to keep walking upstream here. I'm looking for stuff, but I'm not finding any stuff. I thought I might be able to find some cool stuff. Clearly, I was incorrect. And I don't really want to go any further than this. All right. Well, let's turn around and walk back the way we came. Taking a look around. Right now I'm looking for mushrooms. Any kind of fungally action. Some of the ground cover here is starting to turn yellow in this little area. I don't know why. Oh, I hear an angry squirrel. Why is that squirrel angry? Is there an owl flying around or something? I don't know. But I'm looking. Oh, I almost tripped over more molehill action. Here's a log that I need to examine. This log is not producing any fungus. But I suspect it will. Oh, yes. All right, still walking along. All right, now we're coming up to a bark wash. Oh, look at all this bark. Got washed downstream. And it got caught by this big log. Now it's just all sitting here. Oh, look what we have. Ooh, we got our dryad settles. Our big dryad settles are still here. Seem to be doing okay. Here's a white golf ball. I'm just going to walk on by. Tobe walks on by. Yeah. And what else? Ooh, almost tripped over a stick. This is like tripping day for me. I'm falling down day. And my leg is starting to get a little bit tight. And you know, since we're here, since we're right here at the little spot where we like to come down, maybe we should go back up. Maybe I don't want to push myself too hard. Maybe I don't want to do anything that might aggravate my back or my leg. These are wise decisions. Something that I tend not to do. Wise decisions are not usually my forte, my strength. I like to make fun decisions. But today, I'm making a wise decision. I'm walking out of the creek. I'm plugging in the magic music machine. And now I'm pressing random play.
Billy Joe and Bobby Sue, two young lovers with nothing better to do than sit around the house, get high and watch a tune. And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. They headed down to Pueblo, El Paso. justice. He makes his living off of the people's taxes. Bobby Sue, whoa, she slipped away. Billy Joe caught up to her the very next day. They got the money, hey, you know they got away. They're headed down south and they're still running today. Saying, go on, take the money and run. Go on, take the money and run.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Take the money and run. Steve Miller Band, life coaching, and 70s rock. That's just a good advice. That's just a good advice. Take the money and run. Now, I got to tell you something weird. When I was driving home, I was driving up the little side street, driving by my neighbors. And I saw something weird in one of my neighbor's lawns. You know those cheesy pink flamingos? The plastic pink flamingos with the wire legs that people like to put in their lawns? Those pink lawn flamingos? You know what I'm talking about. I saw some of those in a lawn. But they weren't pink. No, they were not pink. They were black and they were orange. Black and orange flamingos. Yeah, those might exist somewhere in the world. I'm not an ornithologist. Even though we were just looking for birds and stuff. Regardless, no, we do not need... This is the thing I hate about holidays these days. Suddenly, somehow, everything has become Christmas. You know... Back when I was a child, you only put up colorful lights during Christmas. Red and green lights for Christmas, and sometimes multicolored. And now everybody has to put out lights for every holiday in America. You got the pink and purple lights for Valentine's Day, and the green lights for St. Patrick's Day, the black and orange and Thanksgiving lights, and all the lawn ornaments that now... No, we don't need black and orange... Flamingos, are they going to put red and green flamingos out during Christmas? Are they going to put out some pink flamingos for Valentine's? That doesn't make any sense. Green flamingos for St. Patrick's Day? Are they going to... Here's an idea. Oh my God, Toby just came up with another brilliant idea. One holiday that I really enjoy celebrating is Guy Fawkes Day. And it is coming up very soon. Of course, this is the big fireworks holiday for England, celebrating the time, 400 years ago, when Guy Fawkes tried to blow up Parliament by filling the basement with gunpowder, aka the Gunpowder Plot. So I think that I need to celebrate Guy Fawkes Day by putting some flamingos, some plastic fake flamingos in my yard. Of course, they'll be filled with gunpowder, and I might have to hang a Guy Fawkes mask on them, or at least, you know, paint the standard Guy Fawkes face on some of these flamingos. And if you don't know what that face is, yes, you actually do. Think of Anonymous. Think of the hacker group Anonymous and the masks that they wear. That's what those are. Yeah, it turns out those masks don't have anything to do with hacking computers. No, they have to do with blowing up Parliament. Oh, it's not going to work. You can't blow up Parliament. James Bond will prevent it. Oh, I have a lot of James Bond on the brain because I've been reading Dr. No again. Why am I reading Dr. No? I've read it 1,000 times. I don't know. I just am. Get it? I just am. Oh, and speaking of James Bond, I was watching some spy stuff a couple nights ago on TV, and they mentioned Mansfield Smith coming, and they mentioned his famous green ink. But what they didn't mention is any kind of pot or pan. How are you going to make soup if you don't have a pot or a pan?
Of course.
Of course.
Yep. Yeah. Of course. Hmm. Yep. Yeah. Of course. What is mission?
The brain.
Get it? Potato. Get it? Potato. Подожди. Но.
Ha! West is west.
Get it? Potato. Get it? Potato. Подожди. Но. West is west. Making soup very easy. Add water, set to boil. Add salt from the sea. Little cooking naked oil. Making soup very easy. Add water, set to boil. Add salt from the sea. Little cooking naked oil. Once upon a time, Boris started making soup. But he forgot the ingredient
that he will never forget again.
And what was missing?
The bailiff.
Is the meat of course is meat.
Make you grow bigger strong.
Is the meat of course is meat.
What you think is it?
Drink. Is the meat of course is meat.
Make you grow bigger strong.
Salt, pepper, sure. What you think is it? Carrot, potato. Carrot, potato. Carrot, potato. What you think is it?
Oh, mama will be proud. Sorry, бабушка. It's only business.
What is mission?
Keep that in mind when you're making soup. What is missing? The bay leaf. And I gotta start thinking about what I'm gonna eat for lunch. But before we talk about food, I know what you're thinking. Tope, are we gonna go through an entire episode of the Dubious Goals Committee without hearing you drink some tea? No. You're welcome. What am I drinking today? I'm drinking some of that new green tea again today. Don't even know what it is or what it's called. But I thought, yep, going to have to drink some more of that today. So that's what I'm doing. Well, except now I got to think about food. What should I have? Is there meat? Of course there's meat. What do you think this is, a drink? No, this is the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day, without exception, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. It's time for me to eat lunch, so I'm out of here. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.